The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Boise Co-op opened its doors in 1973. It was founded by health-conscious people who were looking for great-tasting food at a pretty reasonable price. Well, since then, the co-op has moved a few times, finally settling its flagship store in downtown Boise. And just a couple of years ago, it opened its second location in Meridian. And just recently, the co-op board of directors hired the organization's first ever CEO. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this change is Mo Valco. She is the marketing director for the co-op and the new CEO, Michelle Anderson. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So first question, that was beautiful in unison. It felt like a song.
We've been practicing.
Love it. Okay, so tell me about the co-op. It is a consumer cooperative, but Mo, a lot of people think, well, if I'm not a member, I can't go.
Sure. Yeah, that's a common misperception. So the co-op is open to everybody. Anyone can come in and shop. We do have 31,000 community owners, which is really cool. So we're a consumer cooperative. People can actually purchase an ownership share in the business and then receive financial benefits throughout the year. But you do not have to be an owner to shop.
And how does it work in other parts of the state? Because I know, like, I've been up in Moscow before, and you go to their co-op, and you get the co-op prices up there. Is that part of the cooperative culture?
Yeah, so we offer reciprocal memberships for other co-ops around the country. We're part of a network of over 180 natural food co-op retail stores throughout the country.
So, Michelle, talk to me a little bit about your background, because you've had a long history with the Starbucks Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you think that, you know, I want to be a part of the co-op?
Right. So I think I had this really fantastic opportunity to not only work for the Boise Co-op, but actually live in the community, work in the community where I live. So although I spent 21 years with Starbucks, most of it was actually out of state. And so I was able to build a fantastic career and then bring back my experience to support the growth of the Boise Co-op moving forward.
And in fact, I read that you started shopping at it, when it was on Hill Road.
Not quite Hill Road.
Okay.
I think I moved to Boise about the time.
Oh, I thought you were a kid, maybe, like when your parents took you there.
Not quite that, but I moved to Boise around the time that it actually moved from Hill Road to the North End location on Fort Street that it's located now.
And Mo, why bring a CEO on? There has been a governing board of directors since its inception in 1973.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're really forward thinking right now. I mean, the co-op is in a really strong position in the Treasure Valley, and we have a really strong, supportive customer base. And as the Treasure Valley continues to grow, the focus of the future is really on how can we really enhance our community partnerships? What kind of business models are next for the co-op, whether that's going to be additional stores or alternative models? And so the board really wanted to bring someone in who could look at where we were at right now and then figure out where can we be in 5, 10, 15 years from now.
And having that CEO.
Yeah. And so the job of the CEO is really to be, in the past, we've had a general manager, which has been more of an operational position. And so our operations is strong right now. And so we want the new focus to really be more big picture. And, you know, what can the co-op really bring to the community in the long run?
I'm speaking with Mo Valco, marketing director for the Boise Co-op, and new CEO Michelle Anderson. And Michelle, with your time with Starbucks, talk to me about how that would enhance what the co-op is doing, especially as Mo mentioned, maybe future opportunities with new locations.
Right. So I think I built a really fantastic career at Starbucks, and you know, I would say just even going before Starbucks, I actually grew up working in my grandparents' chocolate factory.
Ah.
So I know what it's like to be scrappy and small and family operated and with aspirations to grow bigger. And when I started with Starbucks, there were less than 10,000 employees. And when I left Starbucks, there were over 300,000. So I had this really fantastic opportunity to experience massive, explosive mm-hmm. growth with the company and be a part of it throughout the 21 years that I was there. And I think that that sets me up to have this fantastic opportunity to lead such a great community of people and staff members at the Boise Co-op.
There was a lot of angst, I think, within the community when we knew we were getting a bigger box stores coming in mm-hmm. and how that would potentially affect our hometown stores. How did that affect the co-op, Mo, when that happened?
I think it really drove us to take a good look at what we were doing and make sure that we were doing the best possible work that we could do. You know, we have a lot of really cool differentiators. At our core, we're really loyal to local mm-hmm. producers and vendors. And so it made us take an internal look and make sure that we were supporting them in the best way possible, because that's at the core of what we do. And so I think in a lot of ways, the big box stores have just forced us to up our game in terms of performance. And I think we've been able to do that.
And in fact, you opened a new location in Meridian a couple of years ago.
Exactly. So it hasn't negatively impacted our business. I mean, we saw an initial hit, of course, mm-hmm. But we've been able to recover from that and then continue on a really great growth trajectory.
Yeah.
And there is a difference between the Boise store and the Meridian store. Mm-hmm. Does that have to do with customer base? How do you figure that out?
Yeah, I'll take this one. So it does. You know, the co-op itself is built to serve the communities that it's located within. And so as there are some differences in those communities, we have to adapt our stores to truly serve those people. And so, you know, part of it is that it's a newer location. We had a little more control over what that build out looked like because we moved into a brand new mm-hmm. building. But also we've just found some different shopping patterns with the community out there.
Michelle, how do things like at the community wanting to buy local? I think there has been over the last decade mm-hmm. a real change in consumer behavior, mm-hmm. I think across the country, not just in Idaho, when it comes to being loyal to local. Mm-hmm. So how does that play into the co-op, but also potentially how you'd want to move it forward?
Right. I think that's a great question. The co-op today, we actually work with over 225 local purveyors. So whether that is farmers, producers, folks that are making awesome jewelry or crafts, mm-hmm. all that sort of stuff. And just this past year, we actually sold 10% of our sales were actually of local items within the Boise Co-op. So we are constantly trying to figure out how to help local businesses grow within our four walls and our two stores. And we try to be an incubator for their growth moving forward. I think that there is continued opportunity to engage with local purveyors around helping them, whether it's helping them understand how to invoice their products or to merchandise on our shelves. And if we can do that for them and then they can grow beyond the walls of the Boise Co-op, then I think we have been really successful in our community.
Are there, when you talk about the future, where would you like to go next? What would you like the co-op to look like 5 years down the road?
Oh my gosh. I think that is the discussion that mm-hmm. We get to have right now.
Every
and it's
day.
So mm-hmm. exciting. I think that everyone on our team and within our stores and so many of our board members and co-owners have great ideas that they're sharing right now as we start to think about our strategic plan for the next 5 years and beyond. I will tell you one of the exciting things that we have done recently is we actually hired a corporate executive chef out of Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And so
unlike
what
you
will see, what you will see this summer is an elevated and different experience within both of our delis. So stop by and try out the new things that he brings on. We're super excited.
Mm-hmm. We can't believe we got him.
Well, and what's interesting to me, too, is as not just Boise, because even though it's the Boise Co-op, it also is in Meridian. But we have, since you can also go up to Moscow and, mm-hmm. and use your membership, you know, up north. So many people are moving into Idaho. This is the hot spot to be moving to, as we all continue to read about. How does that affect your business model? Mm-hmm. Because it's not just the people that started the Boise Co-op in 1973.
Yeah, and I think that's really at the core of what co-ops are about. I mean, because we're rooted in the community and we're owned by community members, we do have to figure out, like, what that community looks like and how it's continuing to grow and change. And that's really going to inform how we continue to grow and change as an organization moving forward. So we don't quite know yet what that's going to look like, mm-hmm. but I would say that, you know, we started out as a buying club of 12 or so people in 1973, and we've been growing ever since then. So the store in Meridian was just the latest evolution of growth. I mean, we have the wine shop, we have the pet shop, the wine bar, two grocery stores. So we're hoping mm-hmm. to continue on that trajectory.
And Michelle, what would you like to accomplish in this first year? If there was one major thing you would like to check off the list. I know, I'm putting you right on the spot.
I'm like, don't hold me to it.
We won't hold you to it. It's a wish list. How about that?
I feel like I am getting one of the big, I would say that there's many things on my wish list. One of the top things, what I was just mentioning, is Jin Yang coming from Portland to be his actual title is our culinary director. And for us, leveraging him to lean in on influencing our local producers to plant crops that make sense not only for the Boise Co-op to sell and to use within our delis, but also how does that benefit our local restaurateurs mm-hmm. as well? So we're trying to figure out how to be a conduit between our local producers and our restaurateurs in town so that we can have more local beyond the Boise Co-op and also create that transparent supply chain across the board. So that to me is just a giant win for folks beyond the Boise Co-op and really for our community moving forward.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guests today have been Mo Valco. She's the marketing director for the Boise Co-op and the new CEO, Michelle Anderson. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
This is the Idaho Matters podcast. I'm Gemma Gaudette.